In our musical comedy theater tonight, we present some souvenirs of one of the most melodious musical comedies of our generation, Siegmund Romberg's The Student Prince. Originally, it was presented here with James Liddy in the title role, Bepi DeVries as Kathy, and the inimitable Arthur Stigant as Lutz. Imagine now, you're sitting in the theater of that famous night several years ago. The only lights in the theater come from the foots and the green shaded lamps in the orchestral well, as the overture begins. Student Prince was termed by its authors a musical romance and was based on the play Old Heidelberg. You will remember the scene where the prince's tutor, Dr. Engel, recalls his own happy boyhood days in Heidelberg and the duet with the prince, Golden Days.
Down where the Neckar so swiftly along nestles a town that is famous in song. Laughing at Rome's woe, its streets so quaint, no one's a sinner, much less a saint. While I can see in the moonlight shines down, painting with silver, echoes are ringing with their song. Laughing they circle the glasses all night long. Golden days in the sunshine of our happy youth.
Golden days full of innocence and full of truth.
In our hearts we remember them, all else above.
Golden days, days of youth and love. How we laughed with a gaiety that had no sting.
Looking back through memory's haze, we will know life has nothing sweeter than its springtime. Golden days when we're young.
The first scene was presented as a prologue in a shallow set, and when the curtain rose on Act One, we saw in vivid contrast the charming garden of the Inn of the Three Golden Apples at Heidelberg, with its garlands of flowers hanging over doors and windows, with paper lanterns swinging from the trees, and trim little waitresses skimming around the long tables with laden trays. Then the students themselves entering two abreast in the colors of their corps, blue and white for the Saxons, red and white for the Rhenishers, eager to savor the pleasures of this happy garden.
All together, laughing at each other, puffing while the toast we're puffing to our cottage is. All together, laughing at each other, puffing while the toast we're puffing to our...
Silencium, silencium. The king. And the girl that we love deep in our hearts.
Drink, drink, drink to eyes that are bright, that smile when they're shining on me. Drink, drink, drink to lips that are red.
The song over, a loud clamor for Kathy. Kathy! Diminutive little waitress played with piquancy and great charm by Bepi DeVries. There were shouts and cheers as the students hoisted her onto the table.
Come, boys, let's all be gay, boys, for education should be scientific play, boys. Don't waste your time on books, boys, for every grown student can make them a fool. When all professors pay, boys,
the prince's servant, Arthur Stigand gave us some glorious comedy, strutting and croaking like a gaudy old parrot. And Liddy, as Karl Franz, played with great dignity and restraint, was most effective in the scene where he hears the students singing for the first time. They were singing their old college hymn, Gaudeamus Igitur.
Gaudeamus Igitur, juvenesdum somus. Gaudeamus Igitur, juvenesdum somus. Post jucundum juventutum, post latestum senitutum, nos habebit humus. Nos habebit humus.
Other scenes from The Student Prince that come to mind. The capers and clowning of the boisterous university lads in the garden. Then in the twilight, Karl Franz's first conversation with Kathy. This forms the introduction to the lovely duet, Deep in My Heart.
Joy is in the air, cast away.
filled with the scent of the rose. Oh, love mine, I live, I will always remain
your love in the scent of a rose.
Few of Siegmund Rumberg's songs have stood the test of time so well as these. And today they're just as fresh and appealing as when he wrote them almost 25 years ago. And now comes the Student Serenade, sung by Carl with his new friends, the students.
Must tell you that I am near. lean from above while I pour out my love, for you know to my life you are dear. For me, my love is mine. For only all I know.
Serenade, if you remember, was the prelude to the finale of Act One. In the next act, the scene was changed to the young man's sitting room at the inn, typical of the place and the period, with its walls adorned with masks and foils, pictures of students in university dress, and an air of comfortable disorder. The students have swaggered in, and after a few moments of raillery with Kathy, break into song again.
Student life
is a gay and lovely
song. Student life,
we are very bright
and we are bright all night until the morning day. We'll greet the early morning with the yawn.
Merry as
the drum and drive by.
Hey,
I never bring a drinking
well
and
play
in winning
in
the game's
fame of life.
Youth is here today, so seize it while we may, and when our hair is gray, we will remember these hours with gladness.
Age is often sad, youthful joy of head.
You won't have missed the bliss
that the springtime madness brings to the land.
You will doubtless remember, too, the charming waltz duet between the prince's official fiancée, the Princess Margaret, and her lover, Taunitz. Just we two.
Oh,
music dies.
Gentlemen, you are tardy for your pleading sighs.
Why should we be the lucky man who gets into the eyes?
Gentlemen, I beg your praise. Take a place.
The charm and beauty of this, one of the greatest of musical comedies, lies largely in the underlying sadness of the story. Everyone who heard it was entranced and just a little tearful too. However, the end of each performance was greeted with terrific applause, which was spontaneous and bountiful because it was a great and grand night's entertainment.
Thank you.
finale, the flowers, the curtain speeches. And then it was over. The glamour of wonderful nights several years ago, when first we heard the music of the Student Prince. And so ends another evening in our musical comedy theater.